Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. Between male and female soccer players, it's the girls who suffer more concussions and at twice the rate of boys. The study is important since at the last count, over 800,000 kids played soccer in the U.S.
And the long-term consequences of concussions are a greater risk for neurodegenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's. Scientists studied high school soccer players for 3 academic years, following about 80,000 male and female players, about half of each.
They analyzed the data on sex differences in the number of concussions, the mechanisms of injury, treatment immediately following the injury, and the outcomes.
They recorded 1,500 concussions, that's 2% of the players, and of those, 37% were boys and 63% were girls, almost twice the rate of boys.
Male concussions were most often from contact with another player, while female concussions most often came from non-player contacts.
Overall, 80% of players were removed from the game after injury, and the odds of immediate removal were 3 times greater when there was an athletic trainer involved.
It is unclear why female athletes are a greater risk for concussions. Maybe female players are more willing to report their injuries, or it's physiological differences between the sexes.
What's clear is that adolescent soccer players may require sex-specific interventions to reduce their risk when doing things such as heading the ball, especially for female athletes.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discovery shaped the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.